pleasure to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够跟
各位在一起。
I've been at CBCDL for a little less than 7 years now.
我在摩尔华人生命教会差不多快要七年了。
In my time here, I've had a number of conversations with students and others which deal with the same issue.
在过去的这几年当中，我和许多学生有谈过类似这样的话。
These people have been confused.
他们有点困扰。
They're confused because they have encountered a danger that's commonly found in the suburbs.
因为他们这样的一个困扰是来自于在郊区的一个危险。
And it is this danger that I would like to talk with you about this morning.
今天早上我就要跟各位谈的就是这个郊区的危险。
You see, most of us here live in the suburbs.
想我们现在大家都是住在郊区。
We don't live in a major city like Boston or Lowell.
我们并没有住在大城市，像波士顿或是罗威尔。
And CBCGL is a suburban church.
我们的华人圣经教会也是一个郊区的教会。
It is located in a comfortable area.
是一个在一个很舒适的一个地区。
But this area, or our suburb or the surrounding suburbs are not without their dangers.
但是别忘记，在这样子一个环境当中，并不是没有危险的。
So to avoid confusion, let me be clear.
所以为了不要让大家造成更多的困扰，让我跟各位澄清。
When I talk about danger, I'm not talking about living next to law.
我在讲的危险 不是代表说我们好像住在这个很危险的一个秩序的当中。
I'm not talking about how we tend not to know our neighbors very well.
我不是讲说我们好像对我们的邻居都不认识。
I'm not even talking about the suburban drug of choice, marijuana.
我们也不是在讲说我们经常听到说在市郊有很多这个使用的这个禁药像大麻。
I'm talking about a different kind of danger.
我在谈另外一种的危险。
This is one that is often found in our own homes.
这是在我们当中我们家里头都可以找得到。
So what is this danger?
那这个危险到底是什么呢？
To learn more about this danger, we need to look in the book of Deuteronomy.
如果要了解这个危险，我们就要从这生命记中来寻找。
Specifically, we'll look at chapter 8 this morning.
尤其是第八章。
If you don't have it, please turn there now.
如果说你还没有打开的话，我们一起翻到生命记第八章。
You see, the book of Deuteronomy is a series of sermons given by Moses to the people of Israel before they entered the promised land.
知道说在生命记中讲到许多是摩西在跟以色列民的训诲。
And the danger that we face is the same danger faced by the Israelites when they were about to enter that promised land.
我们现在所面对的这个危险呢，跟当时以色列人要进入这个应许之地的危险是一样的。
So what is the danger that they face?
他到底是遇到什么样的危险呢？
Well, before Moses tells them about the danger they face, he warned them in the two different sections found in chapter 8.
所以在我们他们还没有进应许之地之前生命记第八章摩西谈到有两个部分讲到这个危险。
Alright, he begins in verses 1 to 6 by reminding the people to remember their dependence on God during the hard times.
所以在第一节到第六节的时候，他谈到说人怎么样在困难的环境当中来倚靠神。
And he continues in verse 7 to 20 by telling them to remember that they were dependent on God during the good times.
就当他们的生活变好的时候，他们同样需要在倚靠神，在第七节到二十节当中。
So this morning we're going to look together at how they lived in the hard times and how they needed to live in the good times.
所以我们今天要一起来看他在困难的环境当中是怎么样来倚靠神，在环境好的时候，他们要怎么样来倚靠神。
Moses tells the people in verses 1 to 6, remember your dependence on God during the hard times.
所以在第八章一到六节的时候，摩西告诉以色列民说，你们要怎么样来倚靠神，在你们困难的时候。
This command is first found in verse 2.
在第二节的时候，你可以看到。
And the example is found in verse 3.
在第三节的时候，你可以看到他是用哪一个例子。
Things for them had been hard.
对他们来讲，这个生活是很困难的。
They were wandering around in the desert.
他们在沙漠中游荡。
They didn't have gardens or grocery stores.
他们也没有花园也没有杂货店。
They didn't even have a natural source of food.
他们也没有天然来的食物。
Rather, God humbled them by giving them manna.
神利用玛纳来使他们谦卑。
For those who don't know, manna is basically bread from heaven.
如果你们不知道玛纳是什么的时候，我告诉你玛纳是从天上来的面包。
It came from God and it showed up on the ground when the dew fell at night time.
所以玛纳从天上降下来是晚上这个露珠在结的时候。
You can read more about that in Exodus chapter 16 or Numbers chapter 11.
讲到玛纳的地方，像出埃及记第十六章，或者是民数记第十一章。
God had provided these wafers miraculously.
神将这些饼就赐给以色列民。
They had not experienced before this kind of provision that God gave to them.
在这个事情之前，他们从来不知道神是没有经历过这样子的一个事情。
And God had given it to them 6 days each week.
那神在一个礼拜当中，从天上降下玛纳有六天之久。
He provided them exactly what they needed, so that even on the seventh day, they had enough to eat.
所以在每一天的时候，神都降下这个充足的数量，让他们一天够用。在第六天的时候，降下两天的数量，就让他们第七天不用收就可以用。
And even though it was hard, we see in verse 3 why God provided the manna.
所以他这样的一个行为，在第三节的时候，特别讲到为什么神要这样做。
To teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
所以他就说使你知道人活着不单是靠食物乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话
In other words, as one commentator explains, it's not nature which nourishes you, but God alone.
所以在这边有一个注释家的神章写说让我们知道说我们不是靠食物而是靠神嘴里出的每一句话
The manna was given to teach them that God was dependable and reliable.
所以神利用玛纳来告诉他们说他是如何的信实可以依靠的
And in the verses that follow, we see why God was reliable.
就在下面的一节的时候，我们就可以看到神为什么要这么样的值得信服。
God was the source for everything they had as they wandered in the wilderness.
神在他们在旷野中寻找的时候，神是他们唯一的依靠。
In verse 2, we see that God led them from place to place.
在第二节时候，我们看到说神在他们从这个地方走到另外一个地方。
In verse 3, we see that He provided them manna.
所以第三节我们也看到说神在这边供应他们玛纳
And in verse 4 we see that he provided them the necessities like clothing and health
那第四节的时候我们看到神供应他们日常必须的所需像衣服
In verse 5 we see that God provided them with discipline which was for their good to help them to learn to trust him
所以在第五节的时候我们就可以看到神是怎么样的教管他们给他们纪律
And through their trust they were called to obey God as we see in verse 6
所以就是因为这样的信号让他们练习以后所以他们会愿意他们能够顺服神
But Moses doesn't stop there
但是摩西并没有停在那里而已
He reminds them how they lived when things were hard and warned them to remember that they needed to depend on God during the good times
所以他们在前面的第六节时候讲到说他们在困苦的时候是要怎样依靠神但是他们也警告他们当他们生活变好的时候他们一样要依靠神
And we see this in the remaining verses
那在后面的几节我们可以看得到
Moses' message here was Remember, you are dependent on God when things are going well
所以神摩西在这里警告以色列民说当你们一切很顺利的时候你们还是要依靠神
For example, Moses talked about land in verses 7 to 10
所以比如说摩西在这边提到说他们的地
This land is the land they were about to enter
在第七节到第十节的时候他想说这些地是你们正要进去的应许之地
They were going to take possession of it
他们必须要拥有这些地。
In fact, God had brought them out of Egypt to give them this land.
所以耶稣啊不啊神耶和华在他带他们出埃及，要进入这个应许之地。
And Moses describes it with some of the clearest and richest descriptions we find in the book.
所以在这边时候，我们可以看到说，在神啊摩西在这边有很明显的、很丰富的记录这块地的好处。
He talks about a constant source of water in verse 7.
在第七节的时候，他讲说这边有。永不尽的水
He talks about food in verse 8
在第八节的时候讲到这边的食物
He talks about natural resources in verse 9
在第九节讲到这边天然的产物
For the people of Israel, the land was going to be incredible
所以对以色列人来讲说这个实在是一个很难想象的一个地方
After all, this entire group of people had been nomads for the past 40 years
在想出来说在过去的40年当中他们好像游牧民族一样在旷野中行走
Yeah, they had moved constantly.
他们常常在行走。
They had not owned land before, and even before that, before they were nomads, they were slaves.
而且他们从来没有拥有过土地，而且在他们是游牧的时候之前，他们甚至只是一个奴隶的身份。
And so this depiction of the land was meant to show the people that they would have more than they needed, that they would be comfortable and they would be secure, even safe from their enemies.
在这里讲说他们当他们拥有这个土地的时候他们会非常的富足甚至他们不会被他们的敌人所骚扰
And all these blessings would come from God as we see in verse 10
在第十节的时候讲到说这些所有的拥有的都是来自神
The land was to be given to them as a gift.
这个土地应许之地给他们是一个礼物。
It was given to them by God.
而是从神来的一份礼物。
And just as God was the source of everything they had in the wilderness, God would be the source of everything that they would have in this good land.
所以当神是他们一切所有拥有的一切，当他们的生活是在旷野的时候，别忘记神也是他们的一切，让他们的生活变好。
As they lived in this good land, they needed to remember to rely on God when things were going well.
所以告诉他们说，当你们的生活一切顺利的时候，不要忘记神也是你们的依靠。
To help them remember, Moses reminds them of their time in Egypt in verses 14 to 16.
所以在第14节到第16节的时候，摩西也提醒他们的生活在埃及的生活。
They had been slaves in Egypt, forced to do hard work, and even forced to kill their own sons.
在这段时候，他讲说，你们在埃及是为奴的。你们继续要做苦工，甚至还要杀你们的儿子。
And because they were oppressed, they called out to God.
就是因为他们受到这样的压迫，所以他们就求告神。
And God listened and sent Moses to bring about the greatest act of redemption that they would ever know.
所以神就派遣摩西，就带他们出埃及，做了极大的提示。
God rescued an entire nation of people from slavery in Egypt.
所以神将整个以色列民族从埃及的奴隶当中拯救出来。
Not only did he rescue and redeem them, he led them through the desert.
所以他不但是拯救他们，而且救赎他们，而且让他们带领他们通过这旷野之地。
We see in verse 15 that he provided them water from the rock.
所以第15节我们看到说神怎么样从岩石中出水。
And in verse 16 we see that he provided them manna.
在第16节的时候我们看到神是怎么样供应他们玛纳。
All of these things God did to teach them that they must depend on him for their benefit, as it says in the end of verse 16.
在第六节的最终的时候，他做这些事情要提醒他们是他们必须要怎么样来依靠耶和华。
And these calls to remember given by Moses were given to help the people to avoid the danger.
所以当他们做这些事情这些话语是从摩西来，就告诉他们怎么样来避免将遇到的危机。
And we see this danger in verses 11, 14, and 17.
我们也看到说这样子的一个危险是在记录在14节和17节。
The reason that Moses tells the people to remember is that they were in danger of forgetting.
因为这样的危险其实就是忘记。
The danger they faced was that they might forget God because of their wealth.
所以换句话说，他们就很容易因为他们的富有而忘记了神。
Look at verse 11.
我们看到第十一节。
It says, "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God."
你要谨慎避免免得忘记耶和华你的神。
Forgetting God means that they would ignore His presence as well as His commands.
忘记神的意思就是他忘记神的存在以及神的诫命。
And why would they forget God?
为什么他们忘记神呢？
The answer is found in verse 14.
答案在第十四节。
When things are going great, as seen in verses 12 and 13, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God.
在第十二节和第十三节上说，当你们的吃的饱足，牛羊增加的时候，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华。
In other words, their wealth would lead to pride and arrogance.
所以他们，因为他们这些的财富会使他们骄傲自大。
Instead of looking to God, they would begin to look to themselves.
所以当反而不信靠神，而信靠他们自己。
Instead of depending on God, they would begin depending on themselves.
所以他们不再靠神，而要靠他们自己。
And we see this in verse 17.
在第十七节当中也是这样讲到。
You may say to yourself, "My power and strength, and the strength of my hands, have produced this wealth for me."
因为 你心里会说，这资财是我的力量，我能力所得来的。
So instead of remembering that they depended on God, they would begin to depend on themselves.
所以当他们不再，他们就不信靠神，而要信靠他们自己。
And their arrogance would result in self-reliance, all because of their newly acquired wealth.
所以他们觉得说，他们心高气傲，觉得说他们是自力更生，他们所得的一切都是来自他们自己。
As one commentator writes, those that admire themselves despise God.
就如有一位注释家这样写，他说这些人当他们欣赏他们自己的时候，他们就厌恶神。
So what does Moses suggest as the solution to this danger?
所以当摩西到底要摩西建议他们怎么样去面对这样子的危险呢？
We see a command in verse 10 that the people must praise God for the good land.
所以第十节都提到说他们必须要称颂耶和华，因为他们要接受的这地是美地。
Praising God would help them remember that what they had came from God.
当我们称颂神的时候，使我们记得我们的一切是来自于谁。
But we also see that these calls to remember are the exact solution to this danger.
所以我们这边也看到说，我们要怎么样避免这样的危机呢？就是用这种方法。
Look at verse 18.
我们看到第十八节。
It says, "Remember the Lord your God."
你要纪念耶和华你的上帝。
He gives you the ability to produce wealth.
因为资财的力量是他给你的。
In other words, remember that you are dependent on God.
换句话说，你要记得你是依靠耶和华。
You rely on God.
你是靠神的。
And this is a good thing.
那是一个好事。
Because if you don't remember God, then you will experience His judgment as seen in verses 19 and 20.
因为当你不记得和忘记神的时候，你就会接受到审判，在第十九、二十节有提到。
And that would be a very bad thing.
会是一个不好的事情。
But you may be thinking this morning, well, that's nice for the Israelites, but what does this have to do with me?
也许你会觉得说，这些事情对以色列来讲是很适当的，但是跟我又有什么关系呢？
Let me start by addressing you the way that Moses addressed the people of Israel.
所以让我开始的时候，我先跟各位这样说，就像摩西跟以色列人讲。
First, you must remember that you are dependent on God for your salvation.
第一件事情就是你不要忘记你的救赎来自于神。
Second, you must realize and remember that you are dependent on God for your current situation.
第二，想说你要知道说你在你现在的目前的情况当中，你还是要依靠神。
So, for example, you are dependent on God for your salvation.
比如说你是从神得到你的救赎。
God had brought the Israelites out of slavery through the blood of the Passover lamb.
神借由逾越节的羊羔带领以色列民离开他们的这个奴隶的一个身份。
And God has brought us out of slavery to sin through the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
神也借由他儿子 的血带领我们离开给我们一个救赎的新生命。
This is the greatest act of redemption that we can know or experience in this life.
这就是我们最大的一个经历。
God has rescued us from slavery to sin, and we rely on Him to provide us with salvation.
所以我们借由他使我们脱离罪的捆绑。也靠着它使我们有救赎。
And remembering this fact can help us remember that we are dependent on God even in our current setting.
但是也要告诉我们说，我们要记得我们现在目前的生活的状况，也要继续依靠神。
Now, I don't speak as an expert, but I've been around long enough to know that God has brought you here from many different countries.
也许我不是一个专家，但是我知道各位当中有许多人是来自不同的国家。
Most of us here are first generation immigrants, just like the Israelites were.
我们当中有许多是第一代的移民，就像当初以色列人一样。
And just like them, God has provided you with more than you knew in the land from which you came.
我们当中有很多人都知道说，我们在这边所拥有的是比我们当初如果在当初的国家要更多。
Some of you could share stories, or maybe many of you could share stories of poverty in your childhood to the comfortable life that you have now in the suburbs.
所以我们都可以提到一些我们小时候的贫穷，以及我们现在生活的富裕。
And you have achieved these things through your hard work and education.
你觉得说我们现在能够达到目前的这个境界，是完全是你的个人能力以及你的教育。
At least that's what I commonly hear from students.
也就是我们当初，就是我常常听到同学学生口中谈到。
But to tell you the truth, you have obtained these things primarily because God has provided them for you.
但是我要告诉你，事实上你今天能够拥有现在的一切，是神。将这些事情供给给你的。
God has blessed you richly by giving you the skills and abilities that you have to work the job that you work to enjoy the life that you enjoy.
不忘记神丰富的给你你的能力及技巧，所以你现在能够享有你现在所享有的一切。
And in the midst of our enjoyment of life in the suburbs, we face the same dangers that the Israelites face.
所以换句话说，我们现在在郊区的生活，其实面对的危险，就跟当初以色列人面对的危险是一样的。
They faced the danger of forgetting God due to their arrogance and self-reliance which had come from their wealth.
他们就会忘记神，是因为他们觉得他们可以自力更生，他们变得自大而忘记了神。
And we deal with the same danger.
我们现在面对的也是一样的危险。
The danger in the suburbs, the one in our homes, is that wealth, our wealth can lead us away from depending on God to depending on ourselves.
所以在郊区的危险就是在我们的家，因为我们的财富会带领我们离开神，忘记神。
We are in danger of being or even becoming idolaters, people who trust in things or people instead of people who trust in God.
我们就会变成一个像拜偶像的一样，因为我们就不再依靠神，而依靠我们自己。
As one writer says, idolatry begins in the heart when gratitude to the giver is replaced by greediness for gifts.
所以我们的拜偶像的这个心态，是我们对礼物的这个贪心，会大于这些我们的对给礼物的人。
And unfortunately, American culture is built around this greed for gifts.
很不幸的是，美国的一个生活的文化就是对这个拥有的东西财富是这个贪无厌的。
We live in a consumer culture which tells us to buy, buy, buy and get more, more, more.
我们的这个生活是一个消费者心态，我们叫我们去拥有更多更多，一直去买去买。
But all of this wealth which we did not have before can lead us to the delusion that we are self-made.
这样子的一个习惯就是一直去买去拥有更多，那我们就会产生一种假象，觉得我们是靠自己的能力。
We have a natural tendency to think that all that we have is ours.
我们会觉得说我们今天所有拥有的一切都是我的。
We earned it, we obtained it, we should enjoy it.
就既然我靠我的能力得来的，我就有权利去享受它，是我自己的。
But don't get me wrong, wealth is not inherently bad.
不要忘记，这些拥有的东西并不是本质是坏的。
It is meant to be enjoyed, as we see in verse 10.
在第十节中，我们也可以看到，神是要我们能够享有。
We cannot live life thinking that wealth is what is necessary for our comfort or our security or our happiness.
但是我们不能这样想说，因为我们现在所用的一切是为了要让我们生活的舒适。
And we cannot live as if wealth is the most important thing.
尤其是我们也不能认为说我们的财富是最重要的一件事情。
If we do, we will forget God.
因为如果我们这样做的话，我们真的会忘记了神。
And that's very bad.
这是非常不好的事情。
So what's the solution?
那我们要怎么做呢？
Well, as Moses said to them before they entered the land, so I say to you this morning, remember that you are dependent on God.
所以就像摩西当初跟以色列人在进他们应许之前讲的，我今天刚跟各位讲说，记得你是依靠神的。
So to help you remember, I want to briefly share with you three ways for you to act.
所以让你能够记得，所以我现在告诉三位可以做到的事情。
So these actions will help you rely on God.And will also help you remember that you are dependent on God.
这三个行为能够让你记得说你是依靠神的，也能够帮助你不会忘记神。
I'm going to give you one personal action, one action you can take in the home, and one action you can take at church to help you remember that you are dependent on God.
这三件事，第一件事情我会让你说你自己可以做的，第二件事情是你可以在家里头做的，第三个是你可以带到教会来做。
The first thing you can do to remember that you depend on God is to practice the spiritual discipline of fasting.
第一个事情是你个人可以做的，就是要有这样子的一个进食的一个行为。
I don't know if you noticed this, but you may remember the words found in verse 3 of this chapter.
我不知道你记不记得，但是你从第三节可以看到，在第三节讲到一个行为。
And this is because Jesus had quoted them when he was tempted in the desert by Satan.
这耶稣在旷野中受到撒旦的试探的时候，他也用了这句话。
He had been fasting for 40 days, and Satan tempted him to turn the stones into bread, and replied by saying,Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
当耶稣在旷野被四十天禁食之后，撒旦来引诱他，但是他回答说，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的每一句话。
Jesus fasted, and so must we.
所以耶稣禁食，我们也必须要禁食。
And I'm not talking about fasting for 40 days.
我并不想说要每一个人都要禁食四十天。
But try fasting for a meal or maybe two.
也许你可以尝试看看禁食一餐或两餐。
If you're concerned about your health, talk to your doctor before you do it.
如果你觉得说你的身体可能不能承受这样子的一个禁食的话，你可以跟你的医生先谈。
Christians fast as a way to remember that all that we live in dependence on God and not on food alone.
所以基督徒的禁食让我们提醒我们，我们不是活着不是单靠食物，而是靠耶和华的口里所说的每一句话。
Fasting actually helps us remember that all that we have comes from God.
所以禁食帮助我们能够想到说，我们今天来的一切是耶和华所赐的。
We do not live by bread or rice alone, but we are sustained by God and His Word.
我们知道说，我们活着不是单靠面包以及米饭，而是靠神口里所说的每一句话。
Fasting helps us to depend on God and remember that we do depend on God.
所以禁食让我们能够知道说，我们是真的是依靠神。
And this is the personal action that you can take.
这是你个人的一个可以做的一件事。
You can also take action in your home to help you remember that you depend on God.
同样的，你也可以在家里头这样做，帮助你能够记得说你是依靠神。
And you can do this by the way that you speak with your children.
那你可以用你跟你孩子讲话的方法来做到这件事情。
Let me explain.
让我说。
Most people know that a lot of students leave the faith in college.
但大家都很知道说，我们许多我们的孩子，当他们到大学的时候就不再去教会了。
for whatever reason, they turn their back on Christianity.
不知道为什么他们就反而远离了神。
And parents may wonder why students turn away from God after they leave the youth group.
他也许家长就觉得很奇怪，为什么我的孩子离开了这个青少年团契了以后就远离了神呢？
One main reason is that their parents have given them a confusing message at home.
那其中一个很大的原因是因为他们的父母亲给他们一个很这个相反的一个讯息在家里头。
For example,
举个例来讲。
Students here, God is important on Friday and Sunday, but you would better do your homework and study Monday through Friday.
Okay, 就是说神在礼拜五到礼拜天的时候是很重要，但是你在礼拜一到礼拜五的时候，你必须要做你的家庭作业以及要用功念书。
They also hear, you need to do activities on Saturday so you can build your activities list to get into a good college.
在礼拜六的时候呢，你必须要参加许多课外活动，所以你的这个你在申请大学的时候上面有很多课外活动的这个成就。
Or they hear, you must study for the SAT.
然后你就说，跟他说你必须要 study, 你必须要去用功念这个入学前的考试。
And while this advice is not inherently bad,
这样的一个建议并不是本质上也不是坏的。
Students become confused because of the two different standards that they hear.
但是你要知道，这些学生他们就因此而感到困惑，因为有两个不同的标准。
God is most important on Sunday, but the rest of the week they must study hard to serve the Almighty A.
所以神只有在礼拜天的时候，是很重要的。但是在这个一个礼拜，其他的日子呢，他们就必须要试这个万军的这个成绩 A.
And when students hear these things, they get the wrong impression.
所以当他们听到这些时候，他们就有一个错误的印象。
They think that hard work, education, a good job are the things that will help them to be successful, to achieve the good life.
所以他们会觉得说他们必须要有一个工作努力有很好的教育，然后得到一个很好的工作，所以他们才能够生活得很舒适。
And they think this because they hear their parents say, do you know why we live comfortably?
因为我们常常跟我们的孩子说，你知道为什么我们住得这么舒适吗？
I work hard, I went to school, and you must do the same.
因为我工作努力，而且我也去念很多书，所以我们今天能够生活这么舒适，所以你必须要做同样的事。
And parents insist that their kids need to become an engineer or a doctor so that they can get a good job with a good salary, they can have a good house with a good family.
所以也许我们自己本身就告诉我们的孩子说，你必须要成为一个工程师，成为一个医生，所以我们就会有更好的生活，我们可以做更好的事。
So this kind of statement reveals that we think that we are self-made.
所以当你这样跟你的孩子讲的时候，其实你就发觉说，你这样讲是说你是靠你自己的双手拼白起家的。
We think the same thing that they do in verse 17.
所以在第十七节的时候，我们看到他们摩西也警告他们。
My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.
所以讲到说，是靠我自己的能力和我自己的手产生这样子的一个财富的。
But God corrects this kind of thinking in Deuteronomy chapter 8 this morning.
所以但是神在生命记第八章特别提到。
You remember verse 3?
在第三节。
Man does not live by bread alone.
你记不记得说神说人活着不是单靠食物？
Well.Students do not get into college by hard work alone.
但是你要知道说学生进入大学也不是光靠用功念书。
Man does not achieve comfort by financial success alone.
人他达到有一个舒适的环境也不是光靠他在这个财富上的成就。
Students do not attain security by education alone.
但是学生他们有一个安全感也不是因为他们拥有高的教育。
Man does not achieve by scoring above 2000 on the SAT alone.
但是我们也知道说学生不是因为靠他的 SAT 的成绩达到2000分以上有成就。
The reason that you have what you have today.
就你现在所拥有的一切的原因。
The home, the cars, the job, the children, the spouse, all the good things you experience today are results of the grace of God.
你现在所拥有的一切包括车子、房子、孩子、你的教育、金子都是从神的恩典而来。
To have all these things, God has given you the ability to get wealth.
希望你这些事情，你今天能够成就这些，是神给你这样的一个能力，能够达到这些。
It has all come from Him.
你别忘记，这些都是来自于神。
Remember, you are dependent on God.
别忘记，你是依靠神的。
You have nothing that you have not been given, as we see in verse 18.
就在第八节说，我们看到说，你今天所有的一切，别忘记都是来自于神。
So what can you do?
那你可以怎么做呢？
We'll talk with God about your kids.
别忘记和你的神谈到神。
Talk about God's work in providing for you and for your family.
不然你说神是怎么样帮助你拥有这样的一个家和你的家庭。
Admit to your kids or your spouse, if you don't have kids, that all that you have comes from God.
不忘记说你的孩子，问你的孩子，他跟你的妻子、你的配偶谈，说你现在所用的一切都是来自于神。
Admit that all that you have belongs to Him.
今天你所有的都是属于他的。
Confess to your kids that you have been and continue to be dependent on God for everything.
应该来告诉你的孩子说，你曾经也继续要依靠神。
Tell them that if they want to have the good life, then they need to depend on the one who makes life good, namely Jesus Christ.
所以当你想要继续拥有好的生活，就告诉他们不要忘记，他们必须要继续的，要依靠这位使生活能够更好的这个耶稣基督。
Your kids, or if you don't have kids, your spouse need to hear you admit these truths.
你的孩子以及你的配偶必须要听到你口里说你承认这些事情。
I mean, the students hear it from me.
学生也许从我口中听到这些事情。
But the reason they need to hear it from you is that each generation needs to grasp this fact that they're dependent on God and decide whether or not they're going to follow Him.
因为每一代当中，他们都必须要了解这样的事实，而且要自己做决定，是不是他们愿意继续跟随。
The reality is that you can encourage your kids to follow Christ.
你可以鼓励你的孩子去跟随耶稣。
Encourage them by telling them that you are dependent on God.
告诉他们说你是怎么样跟随耶稣。
And your kids not only need to hear this, they need to see it.
你的孩子不光是只要听，他们也要看到行为。
And how can they see it?
那他们怎么看到呢？
Well, they can see it at home as you read your Bible and pray.
如果他们在家里看到你是怎么样读经祷告，
they will see it as you talk about God and His provision regularly rather than talking about what college they're going to get into.
你常常听到说你是怎么样神怎么样帮助你拥有你今天所有的一切，而不是告诉他们说怎么样可以进入大学。
They will know it as they see you live your life trusting in God to provide for you and your family.
他们会看到是因为你的言行。
And they can also see it through you as you depend on God through the church.
他们也会从你的在教会是怎么样服侍可以看到。
So how can you depend on God and remember that you depend on God through the church?
所以你怎么样可以看到说他们怎么样看到你怎么样依靠神在教会当中呢？
You can do so by tithing.
你可以这样做，借由十一奉献。
Now, I know that for some people talking about money in church is a red flag.
大家也许觉得说我们在教会当中谈到金钱是一个很不好的事情。
Warning sirens might be going off in your mind right now.
这个警告上他说糟糕，又要谈这些事情。
So let me offer you some initial thoughts before I talk more about tithing.
所以让我给你一些先给一些概念，让我们在谈十一奉献之前。
I am talking about giving money to the church.
我是告诉你，我是要谈这件事情，就是怎样把钱奉献给教会。
And when I talk about tithing, I'm not doing so to line my own wallet.
我这样做不是让各位讲说，因为我要看到我的这个钱包里面有多少钱。
Believe it or not, I do not get paid on commission.
别忘记，我这样做并不会得到什么样的好处。
The reason that I'm talking about tithing is because it is necessary for Christian maturity.
但是我今天要谈到这个十一奉献是的确是在基督在基督徒成圣的一个过程当中是一个成熟度。
And because I love you, I want you to be mature.
但是因为我爱你，所以我希望你能够长大。
I want you to live a life of trust in God.
所以我要让你有一个生活是真的是依靠神。
I want you to depend on God.
我要你能够依靠神。
And so one way that you can depend on God and remember your dependence on God is to tithe.
其中一个很好的方法就是怎样依靠神，就是靠十一奉献。
Tithing is giving to Christ, specifically giving to Christ's body, the church.
十一奉献是给基督，也是就是给基督的身体，就是教会。
Tithing is giving at least 10% of your income.
这个十一奉献是至少给十分之一。
Tithing is a practice that was first started among the Israelites.
在十一奉献是刚开始的时候，在以色列民当中就是在执行了。
There were rules and laws about giving your tithe.
但是那时候他们有一些规定是怎么样来做十一奉献的。
For example, chapter 26 of Deuteronomy talks about giving the tithe.
就比如说在申命记第26章就谈到说怎么样做十一奉献。
We read there that the people were given something to say when they presented the tithe of their first fruits.
就他们讲说他们在拿出熟的果子来做十一奉献的时候他们要怎么说。
In verse 10 of chapter 26, they are told to say, And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, O Lord, have given to me.
所以他们在26章第10节的时候，他们就必须要这么说，神啊，我将你所给我的出熟的果子是从土里面生长出来的给你。
And why were they to give their first fruits?
为什么他们必须要将他们出熟的果子给神呢？
They were to give the first fruit of their land because it showed their dependence on God.
因为他们给他们出熟的果实的好处就是让他们知道说他们是依靠神的。
There was no guarantee of future fruit, but they still got, gave God the first fruit.
就因为当他们把他们出熟果子给神的时候，并没有保证说他们以后还会得到其他的果子，就表示告诉他们说他们是如何该依靠神。
The truth is, it belonged to Him anyway.
不然就是其实所有的一切都是属于神的。
And why were they to tithe?
为什么他们要做十一奉献呢？
Because tithing helps you to remember that everything that you have comes from God.
所以当我们做十一奉献的时候，我们就了解说，我们今天所有的一切都是来自于神。
Tithing helps us to remember that we are dependent on God.
所以当做十一奉献，让我们了解说，我们今天所有的一切都是要依靠神。
Now the truth is that most people in our church do not tithe.
但是这事实上呢，我们知道我们教会的许多会众并没有做十一奉献。
From what I remember from the congregational meeting in October, the average giving unit gave around $2,500.
如果我没有记错的话，在十月份的这个会友大会，我们平均的这个给予的单位是2500块美金一年。
So if people are tithing, then you would simply take that number and multiply by 10 to see how much money people are making.
所以如果你将这个十一奉献的这个概念，将这个奉献的金额乘以十的话，你就可以了解。
So when you do the math, you realize that if people were tithing at our church, they would be making around $25,000 a year.
所以当你他乘以十的时候，你就发觉说，如果他们是十一奉献的话，那他们一年大概只有挣25,000块美金。
And you and I both know that that you cannot live where you do, making only $25,000 a year.
但是你和我都知道，如果你一年只有赚两万五千块美金的话，你根本没办法生活。
The truth is that as a church, we do not tithe.
所以换句话说，这事实是我们教会的会众并没有做十一奉献。
Some people do in our church.
也许有些弟兄姐妹有做十一奉献。
But most people do not.
但大部分的没有。
Why not?
为什么呢？
One reason that people don't tithe is because we depend on ourselves rather than depending on God.
其中一个很明显的原因就是因为我们依靠自己而不是依靠神。
We think, I made this money, I can decide how to spend it. Besides, I need to provide for my family.
Okay. 因为我觉得说我赚了这些钱，所以我有权利来决定要怎么样去花它，而且我需要这样的钱来资助我的家庭。
The truth is that in each one of these statements, we're focused on ourselves.
但是不忘记，当你每说这样子的一句话的时候，你都是重点都在你自己的身上。
When we say this kind of thing, we show that we rely on ourselves or the income that we make.
所以我们变成我们依靠自己，或者是这个我们赚来的金钱。
But if you have been listening this morning at all, you will remember the truth.
如果说你还记得今天早上的这个正道的话，你应该知道说怎么样是事实。
The truth is that everything that we have comes from God.
这真理就是我们今天所用的一切都是来自于神。
We are dependent on Him.
我们的确是要依靠他。
Everything that you have belongs to Him.
你今天所有的一切都是属于他的。
So remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
不忘记神，你的主给你所有的能力，让你能够产生这样的一个财富。
And to counteract this self-reliance, this arrogant self-focus, we must tithe.
所以要能够避免这样子一个觉得说是我抬头起家自力更生产生的话，你就必须要十一奉献。
You see, by giving to God 10% of your income, you can actively trust God to provide you with what is best.
所以当你开始做十一奉献的时候，你就可以，你就会真正的开始信靠神。
Think about it.
想想看。
Imagine that 10% of your income is just gone.
如果说你所赚的钱的十分之一就不见了。
One tenth of the money you make is set aside each month.
所以大概十分之一的你的每个月的收入就放在旁边。
You would probably have to live a little differently than you do now.
也许你的生活会有点改变。
You may need to trust God to provide for you.
也许你会依靠神来供应。
And I have some good news for you this morning.
我有些好消息要跟各位分享。
God does provide for you and will provide for you.
神会供应给你，神真的也会供应给你。
You can live your life trusting in God rather than trusting in your money.
你可以在生活当中来依靠神，而不是来依靠你的金钱。
After all, who gave you the job or the ability or the intellect to work?
所以毕竟你想想看，是谁给你的工作，给你这样的能力去做这样的工作呢？
God did. And so we give God 10%.
所以我们将我们所拥有的十分之一给神。
Now to be clear, 10% is not the limit, it is merely a starting place.
别忘记十分之一不是这个最高的金额，而是开始的金额。
You could in fact give God more.
你实际上可以给神更多。
And as you give God 10% or more, you will actively be living in dependence on God.
当你给神十分之一或更多的时候，你真的是在依靠神而活。
Instead of thinking of your income and saying, I need this to provide for my family.
当你在做十分之一、十一奉献的时候，你会觉得说，哦，从一个我要靠这些钱来供应我的家庭。
You can say, I'm going to give God 10% because I depend on Him to provide for my family. I trust God to do what is best.
所以我变成是我依靠神来这个供应，对我家庭来讲是最好的一个的情况。
Tithing helps you and I to depend on God and helps you and I to remember that we are dependent on God.
所以十一奉献帮助我们了解我们是依靠神，神会将他最好的供应给我们每一个人。
This morning, we have seen the danger that exists in the suburbs.
所以今天早上我们看到说在郊区的一些危险。
Our wealth can lead us away from trusting in God just as it did to the Israelites.
所以我们的财富的确可以使我们远离神，就像当初这些事情发生在以色列人身上一样。
But by God's grace,
但是依靠神的恩典
and through fasting, talking to our kids about and tithing, we can live our lives depending on God.
借由禁食祷告与我们的孩子谈到神以及十一奉献，让我们能够开始真正的依靠神。
Remember that you depend on God.
不忘记你是依靠神。
Depending on God is the best thing that you can do because our God is the God who provides.
因为我们能够依靠神是最好最美好的事情，因为我们神的确供应给我们日常所需。
The question that you need to answer this morning is this.
所以今天你让我回答的一个问题是这个。
Will you depend on Him for your good, or will you depend on yourself to your own harm?
所以你今天愿意依靠神来。会得到他的给你的好处呢，还是你要依靠自己，然后受到损失？
我们祷告。
That's right.